are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds. But the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the hidden frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. There are seminal points in a boy's life when he is expected to rise to the occasion and become a man. These times can be full of meaning and ceremony, such as a formal rite of passage, or, as the hidden frequencies will reveal, they can happen in the most unusual of circumstances. Tonight, we gather at the edge of recorded history, at an unknown future, where all we know and hold dear has been lost to Holocaust. It is here, in this post-apocalyptic wasteland, that we join a man and his boy on their father and son outing.
What are the numbers?
1776, 9, 11, 22, 63, 1492, 20, 7, 69.
Good. You gotta learn that. Don't forget the order.
Dad, it's been 2 days out here and my core temperature has lowered significantly. If I was a poikilotherm, I would—
Not a damn lizard, boy.
I'm cold.
I know, son. We'll try to find you something warmer soon. Let's just go over there by those cars. Maybe one's unlocked. We can find something there. Tyler, there's something I need to tell you. There might be Skinners around, so you need to listen exactly to what I say.
Skinners? What are they?
They're human, like us, but they lived a different life. They hunt in packs, and well, would be a great prize for them.
Prize?
Yes. Look, I'm gonna shoot straight. They have our DNA, but they become something else entirely. They skin and feed on whatever, whoever comes in their path.
Can we go now?
I'm sorry, son, we have to do this.
I don't like it here, I wanna go—
I know. But we have to see this through to the safe land. This is survival.
My hunger rating is probably at a 6.2 on the Maudlin scale.
Is that even a real thing, Tyler? Huh? Listen, we all have to go through this. Even I had to.
You mean back in the old days?
Yes, the old ways. You know, before everything changed. 9, 11, 22, 63.
1492! I wish Mama was here.
Me too.
Will she be waiting for us in the safe land?
Don't get me started, Tyler. We've been out here for 2 days. Son, the point is, we are here. You're hungry and cold, and we're just trying to survive.
Fine.
Okay, try that car to the left, see if it's open.
Wow. I've never seen these in real life. Fossil-fueled motor vehicles with mechanical combustion ignition and... Ew. It smells.
Whoa. Oh, that is bad. But hang tight. Let me look around here for a minute. Score! Oh, we found the mother load. Look at this blanket. It's filthy, but it's made of real wool. I haven't seen one of these since I was your age. Put this over your shoulders. There, that's better. And look, some chips and noodles.
What are these?
This is called cup of noodles. You put hot water in it, and in a few minutes, it's soft, and you put these little packet here of seasons inside. I mean, it's not great, but when I was younger, we used to eat them. My mother would come home from the store and make this for us. We don't have hot water, but I'm sure it'd be okay to eat. Like this, you know, just it's a little crunchy. Not like the goose you're used to.
Dad?
Yeah?
This sucks.
Learning archaic phrases now, huh? Oh, that's great. And yes, I agree. This sucks. Get down! Under the car!
Who is it?
Keep your head down.
Okay. Dad, my heart rate has increased to somewhere between 94 and 98 beats per second.
Shh.
They're everywhere! Tyler, let's go! Now! To the left! There! There in the garage!
Dad, are those the Skinners?
Yes. Yes, son.
They're the ones that...
Yes. That's why we need to be careful.
What is this place?
Huh? It looks like a garage. A place to repair cars. Still smells like oil and grease. That's amazing. We used to have something like this where I used to live.
Who is that? I can't see you, but I can hear you.
It's me and my boy. We just want to get across.
You trying to get safe, huh? To the safe land?
Yes.
Well, then you're going the wrong way.
You blind old-timer?
What gave you that?
Dad!
Fella, are you...
He's covered in blood.
What happened?
Skinners. I came to hide. Thought you're with him.
We gotta help him.
Leave me be. You gotta go underground to get to the other side.
Dad!
Hey, don't look at me. What do you think we should do?
Mom would want us to help him. Compassion is one of the 8 virtues of the grand...
Don't give me some damn quote from school. If we help him, he'll slow us down. We don't have med kits or dermal regenerators. You know the window is only open 72 hours. You won't get to the safe land.
But you said that.
It's not about what I said. It's about what you need to do to survive.
Your dad's right, boy. Listen to him.
Thank you. Tyler? What will it be?
I'm giving him my blanket. Here, take this. I'm uncomfortable with my current body temperature, but you have a 68% higher chance of catching hypothermia than I do. If my dad and I make it back to the safe land, we will come back and help you.
Thank you, son. You're a credit to your kind. Don't let this change you, hmm?
Okay, son. We have to go now.
I believe we should take his advice and go underground.
That's a good plan.
Stay along the walls of these old buildings. There.
Good. Good.
Always use the shadows when you can. You know, you surprised me back there. That wasn't an easy decision, but you made the right one. There it is. There, to the right.
Metro Vine Station.
Yep, that's it. I've never taken this way either, so we're going to be doing this one together. A word of warning, there are dwellers here.
Are they different than the Skinners?
Well, yeah. Dwellers are different. I've never seen one and hoped I never would. Legend has it that they have grown accustomed to the darkness and they live off sound.
But They're still Homo sapiens, right?
Of course they're people. At least, they were.
Every creature sprang into life from the Homo sapiens, which are the pinnacle of creation. Before the Great Spring and the Great Fall, back when man walked the Earth without guidance from the Empire.
That's right. Good job. Hey, you're a smart kid, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. Let's go in.
It's dark. I can't see.
Me neither. This is not good.
Dad? My heart rate is at...
Don't. You're just scared is all. It's a natural sensation. I'm scared too. See? Feel my heart.
Huh. You're scared too?
Sure I am. We all get scared sometimes.
Are those the dwellers?
Shh, I think so. Buddy, stay close and stay calm. Remember, they are human, just like us.
Dad, gotta go back up. Please, let's just go back up.
Calm down. Calm down. Breathe. Remember how the Academy taught us? We are not going back up. We have to go to the other side where it's safe.
No, please, I'm scared. This sensation.
Okay, fine. Let's go back the way we came. I know, me neither. Hold on to me.
I see a light. Over there!
No, no. That's not light. Don't go there. It's a trick.
But it looks like the way out.
No. It's the dwellers!
Let go!
No, no. Stop fighting. We're getting out of here. Get away from my son!
Take a moment. Catch your breath, while Tyler and his dad backtrack their way to the surface. As you regain your composure, I will tell you more about the Hidden Frequencies podcast. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, Season 1 of the Hidden Frequencies is wrapped, and by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of the Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of the Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, without further interruption, we rejoin Tyler and his father as they make their way back above the Earth, having narrowly escaped the entrapment of the so-called Dwellers. What possible greater dangers could be ahead for them as they conclude their father and son outing?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, let me look at you. Okay, I'm not seeing any marks. I think we're good. Oh, man, that was crazy. I think we aren't ready for that.
The lights.
Hey, it's okay. It's over. Dwellers trap their victims like anglerfish. You just got caught in the trap by looking at it. But it's over now.
What are we gonna do?
Well, what do we do if we can't go under?
We go over.
That's right. We're gonna have to go over. Look over there. It's an overpass. It's part of an old freeway.
But how are we gonna get up there, Dad?
Closest way is to get up there. On top of that building. Come on, let's go. Almost at the top of the ladder. Keep going.
It's high. I'd estimate 15 meters.
13.5 meters, actually. Now look, it's starting to get dark.
Use the shadows?
Right. Hey, good job, son. We moved up those metal rungs quick.
Yeah, we did.
See? Wasn't that kind of fun?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, look over there. Those lights.
Campfires.
That's right. That's just another thing I need to teach you. How to make fire. There's four basic ways to do it, and if we're going to survive in this, I need you to learn everything you can.
I'll learn.
I know you will. So, back there, you panicked.
I felt my heartbeat increase. I wasn't able to focus my thoughts, and I was perspiring.
It's okay. That's why we're here. We can't panic, though. We gotta use our smarts, or we're dead. Now, it looks like the Skinners have taken over that part of the city.
We must have met a scouting party near the automobiles.
That's right. Good job. You analyze your surroundings well. Remember, even though we're surrounded and have limited resources, we persevere. Use your experiences. From here, we can see the lay of the land.
Is that the safe land over there?
Yeah. Here, come over here. I mean, not too close to the edge. We don't want anyone with binoculars seeing us up here. Let's just, sit here for a moment. Take a quick rest.
Dad? Tell me the story.
The story? Which one?
You know.
Oh, you mean the story of me and your mom? You're not tired of that?
No.
Okay, here it goes. I met your mom at what we called a social dance back then. Youngsters would get together and listen to music and dance, and I had some serious moves back then.
Dad, you always tell it this way with that ridiculous dancing.
So we were dancing, and I had this really neat shirt that I begged my mom to buy for me. I was dancing in my new shirt, and there she was, dressed as one of the first ones. And here I was at a social dance where, well, you're supposed to be in a costume, and I came in regular clothes.
Then?
Well, I had to find something to wear, and quick. I ran outside, found your Uncle Terry, who worked as a morale officer.
For an undisclosed amount of credits, he let me wear his uniform and I returned to the dance.
But
is right. Your mom didn't know I was a student. She thought I was a certified morale officer, and so I kind of used that to my advantage. Well, I told her she was charged with Section 5.2 and 5.3, and she would have to accompany me to holding. I mean, just as a joke, but unfortunately, she didn't think it was too funny, and she started crying.
Mom told it differently. She said that you were trying to...
I bet she did. Took me a long time to make it up to her. It was a long time ago, in a different world.
I love that story. I bet she wanted to smack you.
Yeah. So, how do you think we're going to get across that overpass up there?
Well, we can climb up to that part up there, next to the pole. And, see that broken part? You can push me up there, and I think I see some things I can push down to help you up. I can kick it all down to you.
And then?
Once on the overpass, we enter the freeway and travel to the safe land.
Perfect. You're thinking. Should we do this now while it's almost dark, or in the morning when there's light?
It'll be cold again tonight. And if it's day, they might see us. There are positive and negative elements to both.
Right. You have to weigh it out and make the call.
I think we should go now.
I think that's sound advice. Let's do that. Hey, come over here and I'll give you a hoist up there. There you go. Okay. See if you can kick that down here. That wasn't too bad.
How far does this go?
Well, all the way to the safe land. And we're only about 2 or 3 miles away from it. These abandoned cars make it a little tricky walking through, but that's good that they're here. They also provide cover. So, how you doing?
I'm losing energy and my thinking isn't as clear as earlier today. That could be due to the stress these last 2 days, or...
Listen, I think you're doing great, and I'm proud of you. No matter what happens, you're my boy, Tyler.
It's been a while. I would estimate over an hour. I'm getting tired. How much further?
I'm not sure, but it's more than 3 miles. I think I see it curving, the freeway. It's all downhill from here.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's get in one of those derelict automobiles and coast down. Think that would work?
Well done. I think after 2 days, you're getting the hang of this. Let's try this car over here.
Dad, maybe I didn't think this through to completion. This is a condemned vehicle with outdated technology. It doesn't have sensory enhancements, 4D display, and runs on a liquid mixture of dead organics and...
You don't have to recite the tech specs, just trust your gut.
My gut?
Instincts. Just get in the car. The path doesn't look that bad, actually. I think if we put this in neutral, well... We can push it and just coast the rest of the way. We got this, son. Hey, I'm gonna need you to steer, and I'm gonna be outside and push. See this in? That's neutral. You just glide down the road and be sure to avoid cars.
Me?
Yes, you. This is all about you. You can do this. You're strong and you're smart. I mean, you've already proven that to me. You know, your mom was right. I love you, Tyler. Turn the wheel to the right! Okay, good!
Woohoo!
You're doing it, son! You're doing it! Just keep steering!
Dad, I'm doing it!
Hell yeah, you are! Okay! I'm coming in!
We did it!
No, you did! He's on the hood! Watch out for the pole!
Oh! Daddy! Skinners! No! Get away! Get away from me! To the right! Now the left! Get off my automobile!
Let me in!
What? Die! There it is! Safe land! I see it! What about Dad? Oh no! These friction brakes! Too much kinetic energy! They aren't working! I'm going too fast! Ah! Wall. Safe land. We made it, Dad. Wait, what do I do? I don't see a door. What is that? It's got numbers? These circles go in the numbers. Oh, I understand now. 1776, 9, 11, 22, 63, 14, 92, 27, 69!
Hello, sir. I hope you enjoyed your stay with us.
Mom!
I'm sorry your mother isn't here, but if you give me her guest number, we can put a call...
Tyler! Man, you did great!
Dad!
Oh, you did much better than I did my first time.
Hello, sir. I hope you enjoyed your stay.
Yes, it was great! Very realistic!
You're that man back in the garage.
Could I? Would you like to change and eat, sir? After you've refreshed, we would like you to fill out a simple questionnaire and rate your experience at our park.
I think we're gonna eat first. We're at 1100 Mockman scale and then clean up. But you know, I think my boy's learned enough of what it's like to survive in the outer world. Wasn't that fun?
No, it wasn't. Where's Mom?
Ah, she's probably out with your sister. Come on, let's go get something to eat.
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard Father and Son Outing by Andres Salazar. Our cast included Kevin Sizemore as Dad and Gunnar Sizemore as Tyler, with Anthony Tedesco and Armin Taylor. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliff Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.